It's Monday, June 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Communist China is prohibiting a public funeral and Catholic burial for the recently deceased bishop of Tianjin, who had been under house arrest since 1992, reports International Christian Concern. Monsignor Stefano Lisside was placed under house arrest for refusing to place his church under the authority of China's Patriotic Association. And prior to this arrest, he was subjected to 17 years of forced labor camps. The bishop, who shepherded 100,000 Catholics, passed away on June 8th, but shockingly has not yet been buried. China refuses to allow the bishop's burial in the Catholic cemetery and is not allowing the church to host a public funeral. President Trump pushed back at ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos during a testy interview, calling him, quote, a little wise guy, end quote, reports ABC News. Stephanopoulos was pressing the president on not answering questions in person from special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
I gave them 1.5 million pages of documents, right? I gave them 400 or 500 witnesses. I let Don McGahn testify. I let him tell, he was the White House counsel. I let him testify. I knew he was going to testify.
Interview. You didn't answer questions on obstruction.
No, wait a minute. I did answer questions. I answered them in writing.
Not on
I don't
obstruction.
Know about those. I don't know. I answered a lot of questions. They gave me questions. I answered them in writing.
Not an obstruction.
Look, George, you're being a little wise guy, okay? Which is, you know, typical for you. Just so you understand, it's very simple. There was no crime. There was no collusion.
Like something out of George Orwell's novel 1984, Facebook monitors the offline behavior of its users to determine if they should be categorized as a, quote, hate agent, end quote, according to a document provided exclusively to Breitbart News by a source within the social media giant. The document, entitled Hate Agent Policy Review, outlines a series of, quote-unquote, signals that Facebook uses to determine if someone ought to be categorized as a hate agent and banned from the platform, like Islam critic Tommy Robinson. Since January, Craig Telfer, a male college hurdler of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire, has been pretending to be a woman named Cece by taking estrogen, wearing makeup, and ladies' clothes. Unfortunately, he has chosen to compete against biological females where the hurdles are lower. Surprise, surprise. Last month, he won an NCAA Women's National Championship in the 400-meter hurdle race, reports The Blaze. Yet Telfer had the audacity to claim that he is the one at a disadvantage, not his female competitors.
Anything...